Afghanistan's youngest citizens are in peril. The war-ravaged country has one of the highest infant mortality rates in the world. That's because nearly 9 out of 10 Afghan women give birth without medical help. Now Afghan health officials and Western aid groups are trying to change that. They've developed a program to train midwives. Women learn how to assist in childbirth, and men learn to support the women in their work. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson sent this report.
This tiny delivery room in the eastern city of Jalalabad is hardly luxurious. In it, 7 women lay side by side on vinyl cots, each of them wailing and pushing, desperate to give birth. There is no medication here to ease their pain, nor are there incubators for their newborns. There's not even a curtain for privacy. Nevertheless, these women in labor are luckier than most here. They are being attended by midwives in one of the country's premier training programs, which means mother and baby are more likely to survive. Like this mother and her newborn daughter, midwife trainee Salima, who wears latex gloves, catches the baby girl as she comes out. She gently places the infant with glistening black hair on her mother's abdomen. She clamps off the baby's umbilical cord. Moments later, another midwife trainee named Zohre carries the baby to a table. Zohre sucks the little girl's mouth clean with a rubber bulb and wraps her tightly in a blanket. The head trainer, an obstetrician named Dr. Hafiza Sahak, is pleased with the girl's work. She believes her trainees are the only hope to curb her country's staggering infant mortality rate. The United Nations says nearly 1 in 7 babies in Afghanistan die before reaching their first birthday. Compare that to 1 in 140 American babies. Dr. Sahak.
Most of the work in delivery room or in the maternity ward done by the midwife. All the complication covered by the midwife. All normal delivery covered by the midwife. So for this reason, I think midwife is so important in this situation for our country, more than doctor.
Especially these midwives, she says. Her trainees come from among Afghanistan's most underserved and dangerous provinces, places where illiteracy is rampant and women's roles are limited to that of subservient wife and mother, women forced to live out their lives behind closed doors.
3 years before, when we started this midwifery education program, we prepared some advertisements and flyers, and we distribute in different remote areas. You know, in the first entrance exam, just 6 students coming from the old region. And we needed 48 students.
Now she has so many applicants, she has to turn them away. Sahak says her secret was winning the cooperation of the trainees' male relatives. For example, each girl's father, or if she's married, her husband and her father-in-law, sign or mark a contract pledging the trainee will work after graduation. The head of the tribe is also required to sign off on the deal. In exchange, the program director houses the girls in a walled compound off-limits to men. Female relatives and in-laws visit periodically to make sure the girls are behaving. As a bonus, trainees with children have full-time on-site daycare at their disposal. The girls say they love it here, and they love what they are learning to do. Some 120 of them have successfully completed the up to 2-year training in Jalalabad and returned to one of 4 eastern provinces. But some of the new graduates, like 20-year-old Gulharam, say they are scared to go home.
At first, everyone in my community supported me. But now there are rumors that there are some people threatening to kill any woman who returns and uses her training and skills. This has really upset me.
Such threats worry program director Dr. Sahak. She also worries about funding to continue her program. Grant money from International Medical Corps used to train Gulharam and 22 classmates ran out May 31st. The California-based nonprofit group paid $120,000 a year toward the Jalalabad training program. Back in the delivery room, trainee Salima and a midwife mentor comfort a patient who is giving birth to her 11th child. Gulbas, who is 35, has been in labor since midnight, and the girls administer a drug to try and speed her delivery along. Dr. Sahak, who is watching them, says she wishes there was a drug to speed up the delivery of midwives across Afghanistan. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Jalalabad.